Okay, good morning everybody, and with that, let's get going, even though it's a couple of minutes late. It's good, and provide some time to schmooze in advance, I see, about only good things. Says the Gemara, we're on Zayin Amud Aleph. We finished it a little bit short with the first stuff, so hopefully today we'll make it in on time. Says the Gemara, going back to yesterday, if you looked about halfway down the Amud yesterday, we had a Brisa, which said the following, okay, and if you look, it's around where it's a line down, or really the same line as the Beis in the Bach on Vav Amud Beis. It's really smack in the middle of the entire Amud. Okay, says the, you know, Gemara there, Abraisa, Mikan Amru, from here they said, Hamakdish ba'ali mumin legabe mizbeach. If one, you know, goes through the entire process of bringing a ba'al mum as a korban over Mishum Chamisha Shemos, you got five Averos. Five Malkuses. So let's hear what they are. Mishum, Bal Takrivu, Bal Taktishu. One limud that we learned yesterday is we had the word Bal Takrivu that we talked about in yesterday's Gemara twice in the Torah. One time we said it refers to Bal Takdishu, actually not sanctifying a Bal Mum animal. The second time we said it refers to Bal Tishchatu, not slaughtering such an animal with a Mum. And Mishum Bal Tizriku, because we had another Avera saying, don't sprinkle the blood of this blemished animal. Umishum baltaktiru kulo, umishum baltaktiru miktaso. And because of the two baltaktirus, meaning one should not burn any parts of the animal on the mizbeach, there's two for that. Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, amru af kabbalas adam. And in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, they said that there's even a sixth avera here. There's a sixth lav that someone's being over, which is for receiving the blood. Okay, so we've got five averos according to Tanakama, six averos according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Mishum Riyasi Rabbi Yehuda, we said in that previous Gemara, Af Kabbalas Hadam. Even Kabbalas Hadam will be an Avera, meaning that will be our sixth Avera for a Baal Mum Karban. My Tama, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, ask the Gemara, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk tells us, Uma'uch v'chasus v'nasuk v'charus, lo sakrivu. Again, we have the word lo sakrivu, time number three, also referring to types of Baal Mum, and this is where something is crushed or beaten up or cut off, referring to that the animal cannot have children, says the Gemara, Zo Kabbalas Adam Sham Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, because that's talking about a Baal Mum, and it says Lo Sakrivu, again, time number three, for that reason, this is where Rabbi Yossi learns out Kabbalas Adam from. That's why he gets his sixth one from. If you'll remember from yesterday, we talked about the middle ones, we talked about the not burning, and the Zrikas Adam we learned actually from the rest of one of the Psukim. Right, we said Vishel Osid Numehem Al Hamizbeach taught us the Bal Taktirus and the Zrikas Hadam. So this is where we've now finished finding all the sources for all of them. So that's the Gemara. One moment. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we said we learn Kabbalah Sadam from this pasuk of Umauch Vechatus dot Lo Sakrivu. Ask the Gemara. Ula Tana Kama Hai Lo Sakrivu Lamali. One second, what's the Tanakama, the other opinion, who doesn't say that there's a problem with Kabbalas Adam, going to do with this extra pasuk? Now we have another Lo Sakrivu, what's he going to use that for? Right, says the Gemara, Mibayle Lizrikas Damim. Says the Gemara, it's fine, he uses it to learn out that you can't do the sprinkling of the blood. For those of you who were paying attention yesterday, what's the problem with this?
We used a different pasuk
yesterday, says the Gemara, Vanafgulemi Alhamizbeach. But yesterday we said it was from the pasuk of Me'al Hamizbeach. So how can the Tanakama now be coming and saying, I learn out the sprinkling of the blood from the Pasuk of Lo Sakrivu, number three, what happened to me, Alam Izbeach? Says the Gemara, the Tanakama understands, Urche Dekra Demishtai Hachi. Says the Gemara, the Tanakama thinks that this is the regular way for the Pasuk to talk. When we're talking about a fire and an offering on the Mizbeach, we say, Me'al HaMizbeach. So therefore, there's no ability for us to darshan this pasuk as a special drasha. What are we going to use these words for? No, that's the way the Torah, that's using the language of the Torah. There's nothing special about the words Me'al HaMizbeach. Therefore, Tanakama has to learn out Zrikas Hadam from this pasuk of Lo Sakrivu, number three. Okay. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi Rehuda Nami Orche Dekrahu. Ask the Gemara, well, one second. If it's the way of the pasuk to speak this way, if that's normally the way that the Torah would speak, so then why doesn't Rabbi Yossi Yehuda also agree that you can't learn anything out from it? It says the Gemara, shockingly, in a Hanami. That's true, you're right. He doesn't learn anything out from it. So ask the Gemara, fine, so we're back to square one. Ela Kabbalah Saddam Minale. So then where does Rabbi Yossi Yehuda learn out Kabbalah Saddam? Right? Meaning, we've used, according to both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, the first Lo Sakrivu to mean sanctifying. The second Lo Sakrivu to mean slaughtering. The third Lo Sakrivu to mean sprinkling the blood. So where's Rabbi Yossi going to get Kabbalas Hadam from? Says the Gemara. Kabbalas Adam min Ella Kabbalas Adam minale. Where does he know? Nafkale meha. We have a fourth lo sakrivu. It says Umiyad ben Nechar, and from the hands of presumably a non-Jew, lo sakrivu. Again, a fourth lo sakrivu, and it's talking about a balmum in that pasuk. Zohi kabbalas adam sham Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda. This is where, from this lo sakrivu number four, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda learns out that you can't even accept the blood in a vessel. Says the Gemara, ulatanakama hai lo sakrivu lamali. Ask the Gemara, okay, so we got to bounce it back on Tanakama. What does he do with this lo sakrivu? Says the Gemara, mi baile lahai. He needs it for the following. Salka data chamina. Hoavaloni savu ben noach ala al mechusar evarim. Loshna bimisbeachti duva loshna bimisbeachti dan kamash malan. Says the Gemara, and there was some, you know, sort of question to this in the first cheer. I didn't explain it well enough then. I'm going to explain it well enough now. The halacha is that when it comes to non-Jews bringing korbanos to our Hashem, okay, not to Avodah Zarah, our rules for them are that they, what is considered a mum for them is different than what is considered a mum for us. For our purposes, the Torah gives a whole list of mum, and even what we would call lighter blemishes would still disqualify an animal for us to bring as a korban. However, non-Jews, when it comes to bringing korbanos, whatever point in history this was that they were bringing korbanos, and however it was that they were bringing it, not necessarily to the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see, their rules are that the only thing is considered a mum is if the animal is missing a limb. So, if the arm got chopped off or something...
So it's visible.
Right? Whatever the case is. I'm not going through why that's the halacha, I'm just simply telling you that is the halacha.
Right.
Okay? Forgetting about how we figure that out, that's the halacha. With that in mind, the question becomes now, if the Torah mandates a particular regiment of what's considered a blemish for a non-Jew, and the Torah mandates, again, what's considered a blemish, or defines, I should say, not mandates, it really defines what's considered a blemish for each of these different parties.
Yes.
Let's say a non-Jew comes to bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Whose set of rules will we follow? Will we follow the set of rules that Hashem made for non-Jews to say that at the end of the day this non-Jew is not considered a blemished animal in regards to non-Jews, therefore they can even bring it on our big Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash? Or would we say, no, on our Mizbeach we only allow 100% fully unblemished animals by our definition?
House rules, so to speak.
Correct. That's the question of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, says the Tanakhama, this pasuk comes to tell us, Umiyad ben Nechar lo sakrivu, comes to tell us that a goy cannot bring something which has a light mum that we would consider a mum just because that's not the definition for him. So therefore, when it comes to our mizbeach, we follow our definition, house rules.
Where is he bringing it when he brings it with his rules in non-Jew?
So certainly on a Bamas Yachid, whenever that applied, when, again, that's what I said, in different times in history, you'd have different possibilities. It's not like there was another, there was no Beis HaMikdash, you know, that they had for themselves where they could bring these korbanos. No. The question is, how far does it go back? Again, it's a longer discussion. But to know that they could do this at many points in history to bring a korban of this nature.
When we had a Beis HaMikdash, they could not use their rules.
Correct. Okay. That's the conclusion of the Gemara here, according to the Tanakhama.
Okay, thank you.
All clear, everybody? That was definitely a lot better than the first year. Okay.
I'll dive into the second one this time.
Nobody brings up an argument that Kabbalah Siddham is like subsidiary to Zrika. It's like a Hekshim.
So that's fair to say. You could say that it's included, but at the end of the day, we're not going to give you an extra malchus for it. Meaning, even according to Tanakhama, who says that there is no explicit pasuk that tells us you get malchus for Kabbalah Saddam, he might still hold that it may be, again, subsidiary to that, but he wouldn't give you an extra malchus for it. I don't know if he holds that or not, but he may very well, but it wouldn't make a difference in terms of, you know, the number of times that we're going to beat you up. Not you, Chas V'Shalom, but someone who does this. No, that's why I said it depends on history. I don't know when exactly it applies, but I don't believe it was during that time. It would have been earlier in history. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, says Gemara Lishna Achrina. Let's go through this one more time in a slightly different version. In this version, we actually change the pasuk that everybody learns from. We leave behind this idea of Urchei Dekra, that the Pasuk generally speaks this way, and we actually learn a different halacha here about Bamas Yachid, but it's in general the same. Says the Gemara, Lishnach Minor, Riyavzir Rehuda, Omer Afa Kabbalas Adam. As we said before, he says you even get a sixth set of Malkas for being Mekabal Adam. My time, what's the reason? Dichsim Uch V'chatus Lo Sakrivu, Zo Kabbalas Adam. As we said in the previous Gemara, first, the Havamina of the Gemara that is learned out from this third Lo Sakrivu, which is Kabbalas Adam. Uzrika nafkale me'al ha-mizbeach, and he learns that zrika from me'al ha-mizbeach. Ul rabana nami tepukale zrika me'al ha-mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, what about according to Tanakama? The Tanakama should also learn out zrika from me'al ha-mizbeach, like we said on the previous Amud. So this time, rather than saying that that's urche dikra, this version is different. Says the Gemara, achana achinami. Yes, they do. They do learn it. Ve'alalosa krivu dima'uch lemayasa. Ask the Gemara, what do they use the umauch v'chasus lo sakrivu, meaning lo sakrivu number 3? What do chachamim / tanakama use that for? Says the Gemara, mafkinan libamas yachid. We use that for the case of a bamas yachid, that again, even there, you can't bring a baal mum in your backyard. Olo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, haimi beile libamas yachid. Ask the Gemara, so then one second, where does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda learn this ruling of Bamas Yachid from? Says the Gemara, Ein achinami ela takrivu de kabbala minale. Says the Gemara, it's true, he happens to actually learn it from the same pasuk, from the third lo sakrivu. So, at this point in the Gemara, according to this lashon, lo sakrivu number 1 again is?
Takdishu.
Lo sakrivu number 2 is?
Shchita.
Lo sakrivu number 3 is? Bamas Yachid. Continues the Gemara. So where's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda going to learn the four, you know, where's he going to get the idea of Kabbalah? Said the Gemara, Miyad ben Echar lo sakrivu. Lo sakrivu number 4, according to Rabbi Yosef, teaches you Kabbalah Saddam. Lo sakrivu zo Kabbalah Saddam. That's what's going to teach you. Rabbanan. And what are the Rabbanan going to do with that pasuk? Yitzrich, we need that. For the same reason as we said before, in slightly different language. And again, we learn out the same drasha to say that we would have thought that we might accept a non-Jewish korban, even if it had a small mum, but no, we do not say that. Kamash malan. Asks the Gemara, Maskifla Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asks the following question. Shema lo shaninu ela bitam shenase balmum ve'over. Says Reish Lakish, a very interesting din. It's a little bit strange. We usually don't see Maskif so much in this context, because Maskif is usually like a response, like, how could that be? You know, like a big question. Here it is a question on our original ruling of the fact that someone would get 5 sets of Malkus for being Makdish Balmum. Says Reish Lakish, maybe that is only talking about where the mum in question was a permanent mum that the animal was born with. Okay, says the Gemara. Di Balmum Meikara, says Reish Lakish, because if someone were to take something that was born as a Balmum, meaning, let's say it was born with a terrible, you know, mum. It was born missing, I don't know, its left arm. Says Reish Lakish, if you're going to say, I want to bring this on the Mizbeach, what are you essentially doing? Says the Gemara, says Reish Lakish, Dikla v'almahu. It's like providing firewood. It's like you took a tree and you brought it on the Mizbeach. There's nothing wrong with taking a Baal Mum Me'ikara and putting it on the Mizbeach. Why? No one's assuming this is a korban. We're simply providing firewood for the Mizbeach. So why should that be Aser? Says Reish Lakish, who says that that's Aser? Now, the Gemara replies, Amar le Reb Chiya bar Yosef, Sarua v'kalut k'siv v'parsha v'hani bali mumen me'ikara ninhu. Reb Chiya bar Yosef says to him, Reish Lakish, this is a very nice svara, but you can't forget what the Torah says. In the listing of mumen that the Torah gives that you can't bring as a korban, included in that list are Sarua v'kalut, and there's a bit of a mess in Rashi here as to what Sarua is, but basically Sarua and Kalut, as the Gemara explains, are permanent blemishes that the animal is born with. So how could you possibly say that they're not included? The Torah literally gives them as an example. Says Reish Lakish back to him. He's not done. He says, fine. Amar le shema lo shaninu ela bitmura. We get back to our focus, and he says, maybe the whole reason, the only place in which it would be prohibited to be makdish these type of baalei mumin would be in a case of tmura. Meaning, if someone were to just say, I want to give this animal and burn it on the Mizbeach, that would be fine, says Reish Lakish. But if someone tried to change a korban status from an unblemished animal to this permanently blemished animal, that's where we would say that you have a love of Sarua v'kalut lo sakrivu. Because there you're showing basically that you want it to be a korban. If you want it to be a korban, that might be prohibited. That's Reish Lakish's suggestion right now, and he backs it up from a Mishnah. He says, Ditnan chomer bitmura mi baz. And in fact, we have a mission that seems to say this, that tmura is more stringent than a regular korban, because kedusha holiness will even fall on a Baal Mum Kavua. You know, not a Mum Over, not one that's passing. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shmielacha Adam Rabbi Yane Bechabura. Did you not hear what Rabbi Yane said in Shir yesterday, or whenever, in the group? Nimnu Begamru, that they all agreed, Hamaktish Baal Mum Ligab Mizbech over Mishum Chamisha Shemos. Where here he quotes from Rabbi Yane's conclusion that we paskin like this brisa that we said, that you're going to get five Averos, and says Rabbi Yochanan, you can't be right, Reish Lakish. Do you know why? Because we said you get five Averos. Now, continues Rabbi Yochanan, V'i b'tmura, and if this was a case of tmura, where the way you were being maktish this animal was by saying, I'd like to transfer the sanctity of my unblemished animal onto this permanently blemished animal, na'vi b'tmura nami shisha havyan, then you're going to get a sixth avera of tmura. So if we concluded that there are only five averos, obviously our brisa is not talking about a case of tmura. And therefore, Reish Lakish, you're wrong, right? The Ikanami loved it more. There would also be this additional love of Tmura. Elamahai bibaalmum meikaro amailaki. Diklav almahu. So asks Reish Lakish, fine. Rabbi Yochanan, I agree to you. It's true. We paskin this way, fine. This is not the case. But then why? What did you do wrong by bringing this? At the end of the day, you just brought firewood.
Just like your Makdish wood.
Right? Correct. Just like it can be Makdish wood. And you put it on the Mizbeach to burn it.
You've indicated that you want it as a corporate.
Not necessarily when you're makdish it. But again, even so, we would still say it should be no worse than firewood.
Okay, so if we said tomorrow wood indicates you want it as a korban, I'm saying what you do when you bring it also indicates it's a korban.
Apparently not. That's the chumrah of tamura over regular korbanos. But the Gemara is going to get onto something close to that. The Gemara is going to explain the difference. At the end, sorry?
You do avoidance with firewood.
I mean, I remember when I first came, one of the strangest Gemaras that I learned with you guys in Daf Yomi on Shabbos was about the Shita. I think it was back in Menachos already. Maybe, not Shita on wood, obviously, but that you have to bring it together with different things. What was it? With sprinkle melach on it or something. You know, there were some interesting things. I could see how...
You saw that about the wood.
Oh. This year doesn't like the pun so much. Only the early year wakes
only
them
the
up.
Year?
This year is already too awake to appreciate them. No, but okay, fine. Fair.
I have an audience in every year.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, at this point, so ask the Gemara. So at the end of the day, says Reish Lakish, fine, I agree. But why? What's the reason that we're going to say this is any worse than firewood? Says the Gemara, Amar Leh, he said back to him, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, Dikla Lav Zila Milsa, Min Eitzimhu. Says there's nothing wrong with bringing a tree. A tree is a nice thing. It's a type of wood. Says, however, right? Ba'amum me'ikara zila milsa kema de shavik tamim ve'aktish ba'alimumin me'chayiv. Says Rabbi Yochanan, however, when it comes to an animal, you can take two animals. You can take the wholesome animal, which doesn't have a blemish. You can take the animal which has a mum. To take the animal which has a mum, not so nice. Leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. That's not so appropriate. So therefore, when you're talking about wood itself, wood's a nice thing to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Great, but this is worse than wood. Why? Because you're choosing
relative
to what you could have brought from the same type. This is not so nice. It would be, you know, if you brought like wood that was all rotten. Wouldn't be a nice thing. What?
Cain and Hevel, the original. Mibachoros
sono mechel behen. Yeah. Anyways, but that's basically how Rabbi Yochanan explains this to Reish Lakish. Continues the Gemara Lishna Achrina, slightly different, but basically the same message. Amar Leh said to him, Afilu hachi bazya milsa. Even so, again, it's again a degrading thing. Didek eleka b'mino lo laki, lafuke b'avum kevad ika b'mino laki. Again, since you have, you know, other possibilities of what to do, even within the same type, therefore you're going to get malchus only by the balmum and not by the firewood. Okay, now we get to a very striking conclusion from that Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amarava, Hashta da amortama de balmum de laki, mishum de bazya milsayu. Now that we've said that the reason that you get malchus for a balmum when you bring it and when you offer it is because it's not appropriate to do that because you could have brought a regular animal, shockingly, says Rava, and hold on to your hats, Afilu limakdish leilid me nechasim nami laki. If let's say you were makdish a balmum and you said, I'm giving this balmum so that they can sell the animal and buy a nice bottle of wine for nesachim, would you think that that's a problem, says Rava? Nami laki. You're going to get malchus. Why? Because you shouldn't have given this type of animal over that type of animal. Now, I will state, and the Gemara is about to say this as well, that we said earlier, this doesn't apply, obviously, to kachet bet kapayis. Katshe Bedek Abayis, if you're giving something for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, you're certainly allowed to give a balmum. In fact, it's going to, as we're going to learn in the Gemara on the next Amud, it's usher to give a full animal for the Bedek Abayis.
It's a waste.
It's a waste, exactly. However, nevertheless, he says, even though this animal will not be brought as a korban, since it's for something which will be going on the Mizbeach, it's still considered inappropriate. That's what Rava says, and you're going to get malchus even in that case. Tanya kavasei de Rava, and in fact, we have a brisa that seems to support Rava. Nidavata se oso. So the Gemara is going to darsh in all of the different cases where you can bring a balmum. The words nidavata se doesn't really necessarily say oso over here. It says it in the pasuk. What does that teach us? That kache berak habayis, that you're allowed to use the balmum for kache berak habayis. As we said, ve'en li ala nidava neder b'nayin. How do I know that you can even be no der to the berak habayis with an animal who's a balmum? Tamad lomar ul neder. Okay, or ul neder. So that's Ulaneder, it is Ulaneder, sorry. So it says the Gemara, that's how we know that you can bring a neder or a nedava to the Berek HaBayis with a balmum animal. Yachal afilu kachi mizbeach, one might think you can even bring it on the mizbeach, right? You can be makdish it for the mizbeach, tamud lamar, ulaneder lo yeiratzeh, that you should not do it for that purpose, zeh kachi mizbeach, this comes to include kachi mizbeach, v'in li alaneder nedava, v'nayin tamud lamar nedava, we learn from, again, it's a bit of a chopping up of the pasuk here, but we learn that no matter whether or not it's a neder or a nedava, when it comes to Kadshe Bedek Habayis, can you bring a balmum? Yes. When it comes to Kadshe Mizbeach, can you bring a balmum? No. Whether neder or nedava. Keep that cheetah in mind. Okay?
You get a better price for the better animal, though, wouldn't
you? You would, for sure. For sure. There's no question. But you're still, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, you're not allowed to bring a whole animal because it's like a waste.
But if you sell them.
Correct. They do sell them.
If you makdish and it became blemished, then you can change it. Right?
You can't bring it. Yeah. Correct.
So there is a case where you can take a blemished animal and sell it and buy.
But then it wouldn't be a mum. Then it wouldn't be a mum kavua. I think that's what we're talking about here, right? Because that was the question as to why it's like firewood, right? It's only when zila milsayu when you actually would give it in to the Beis
Hamikdash. Other times you have this, you can't bring. You have to let it
to. Right, you're actually a stayv.
You take the money and you right.
Right. No, there's nothing problem with selling it. It's only giving it to the Beis HaMikdash when it has a mum already. That's a problem. Okay. Once the Beis HaMikdash gets it, and if it happens to get a mum, then yeah, exactly, we redeem it in some way, form, or fashion, whatever it is. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, that was the opinion of Tanakama. Again, Tanakama, very straightforward, binary opinion. When it's for Kachar Bedek HaBayis, it's fine. When it's for Kachar Bedek, it's not okay. Now, what about the next opinion? Rabbi Omer, lo yiratzeh behartza'as kufu akasav medaber. Rabbi says, well, it depends on whether it's being used for its own physical body. When it comes to Kachay Bedek HaBayis, is it being used for its physical body? No, it doesn't have any Kedusha Sakuf, it's being sold. When it comes to Kachay Mizbeach, what's it being used for? The Mizbeach, so it's being used for its body, and therefore, what would Rebbe's opinion be?
No,
you cannot use it for Kachay Mizbeach. Any problems?
Silence.
Forgetting about the wine case, we're talking about, I tell you this brisa. Okay, I'm presenting the brisa in front of you guys. You guys are sitting in the Beis Medrash. It's the times of Ravina and Ravashi, and you're going to write down the Gemara. What question do you ask now? I gave you the sheet of Tanakama. Let's review. What was the sheet of Tanakama?
It has a mum.
It has a mum then?
It's only okay for
Bedek HaBayis and not for the Mizbeach. What's Rebbe's opinion?
If it's for the body, it's...
Which means, what's the practical application of that case? If it's for Bedek HaBayis, then?
Then it's okay.
Then it's okay. If it's for the Mizbeach, then?
No.
It's no good. So you're writing the Gemara. What do you ask?
What's the difference?
What's the difference? It's the same thing. Right. It's the same exact cheetah. Says the Gemara, Hainu Tanakama. Right?
I
it's the same thing.
That was good. It was Shalom. Like this one.
Says, no. We don't like Shalom. We like Machlokas. Anyways, that's going to get me censored too. My love, the Haka Miflagi, is this not their Machlokas? The case of Rava going back to the Nesachim, like you said, Shkoyach, Reb Kyle, says the Gemara, right, the Tanakama, sorry, the Tanakama would hold afilu akdashe ledmei nesachim nami laki. Tanakama would say, when it comes to kadshe mizbeach, includes even when it itself is not being physically put on the mizbeach. Which would mean, if I designate this animal to be used for money for kadshe, for nesachim, that's going to be included in the Tanakama's case. Nami laki, you're going to get malchus. For Rebbe Savar, no, behartzas gufo laki, avol bedmei nesachim, lo, it's only when, lo laki. It's only going to be when the animal is physically brought. So if the nafka mina between their cases would be the case that Rava
What's
brought.
What's the money going to be used for?
Shma mina. What?
What's the money going to be used for when it's sold? Is the difference. difference, right? Is it going to be used for Vedic pies? Is it going to be used related to Korban? That would be the issue, even if it isn't.
That would be Tanakama's definition. Yes. Whereas Rabbi Huda's definition would be, you know, it all depends on what the animal is used for. If the animal's sold, it's automatically fine.
Right.
So Shemamina, this would be the Machlokas, and therefore Rava draws support from the Tanakama here. Okay, let's get moving. Says the Gemara, Oso Lamali. What do I need the word Oso for then? L'cheta Tanya, as we learned, Nidava Ta'ase Oso. You should bring it as a Nidava. Oso Ta'ase Nidava Biata Ose Tamim Nidava Lebedek Abaya. Says the Gemara, the word Oso teaches us that if you designate an unblemished animal for Bedek Habayis, you get an Avera. Mikan Amru, from here they said, Amaktish Tamim Lebedek Habayis. If you actually designate an unblemished animal for the Bedek Habayis, over Ba'asei, you get an Asei, you're over on a Mitzvah Asei, you get for when you do this. Says the Gemara, Ominayin Af Belo Asei. Now a very strange Gemara, which, anyways, I had also Machlokas about this with someone, but I believe that I'm right. Says the Gemara, Ominayin Af Belo.
What do they believe?
I mean, they might agree that I'm also right. We'll have to wait till we fight it out. No, there's sometimes when I'll very happily admit that I'm wrong. I do quite often, in fact, especially with Dafyomi. We nine off the losa say, how do I know that you even get a losa say in this case? Shinemar, Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Limor. Because the Parsha opens with Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Limor, Liman Allah Parsha, Shehi Beloved. It teaches that the mitz, that the Averos, which you do, which are an assay that are in the Parsha, also get a losa assay. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. The words by the Baruch Shem Moshe Lemor add a losa assay to this case. Now, if that's not strange, I don't know what is. It's bizarre. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rabbi Lebar Kapara Mai Mashma. What exactly about Vaidabra Hashem Moshe Lemor makes it sound like there's a losa assay here? Like, again, strange. Amar Le Dichtiv Lemor Lo Ne'emar Bidvarim. It says, no was said about these things. The word Lemor teaches us this halacha. Okay, so it's a drasha from the word lemor here. On the other hand, we have another way of looking at it. Be'rabbi Amri, lo amur. No should be said when someone tries to do this. So basically, in both cases, we have like a funny drasha from the word lemor to say why elosase should be added to this case. Now, the machlokas that I had, and I'll ask you guys, I won't tell you who said what, though, is does this apply to anywhere where you have Vaidah Rashem Moshe lemor?
It's all through the...
It would be very, very hard to defend that.
Right.
It would be very hard to defend that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to add a lav on to any essay that we have in the Torah that opens with the section of Vaidavar Hashem Moshe Lemor is hard to believe. Perhaps it was just considered extra here, that it didn't need to be said again here. I'd have to look back at the psukim. Extra verbiage, exactly. Yeah, it's our favorite term these days. Yes.
You know, by Tasso, it's so ambiguous. It could have referred to either or, but the Chazal say it refers to specifically Tasso, Isogai, Nodava. Tasso, Isogai could be either or.
No. Right. I mean, that was the drush of the Gemara up top, that Nidava Tasso also just means to the Bedek HaBayis,
right.
And Neder means as a Korban, but it's either a Neder or a Nidava.
Right.
But yes, the Pasuk says this. Okay.
Lemor mean here. HaKadosh Baruch talk only to Moshe, only Moshe, no one.
Okay.
No one anymore. Only Lemor means only he. Moshe.
That's the implication of the, in general, what the Pasuk means. The question is, if here we go beyond that, and we say that it means also you can't do the following. Which is a bit funny. But in general, yes, the word Lemor means Hashem spoke only to Moshe. Only to Moshe. Okay. Okay, ready, here we go, ready to move on. Itmar. Hamala Ivari Bali Mumin Ligabi Mizbeach. Now we have Machlokas Abaye and Rava again, yay. If someone, again, puts the Ivari Bali Mumin on the Mizbeach, what Avera do they get? Amar Rava Overishum Baltak Tiru Kulo and Baltak Tiru Mitzaso. You get one for Baltak Tiru Kulo, one for Baltak Tiru Mitzaso, as we said from the Drashas yesterday. Vishelo Sitnu Mehem teaches us both of these Lavin. Says Abaye, Amar Abaye, ain't lokin alav shebeklalos. Abaye says, no. You don't get malchus, from one pasuk that teaches you two lav, and you're only going to get one malchus. Because it's a general sort of lav. So therefore, he says, you're only going to get punished once for it, not twice. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, the obvious question. Amachdish balimu legab mizbeach over mishum chamisha shemos. It says five. And included in those five are one for mishum baltak tiro miksaso, and one baltak tiro kulo. Says the Gemara, it's Yufte Dabaye. This is going to schlag him up.
Yeah.
Amar Abaye, no. Bigavri Kitani. This Brisa is actually talking about five different people. Each of them did this particular part.
Uh-huh.
That's what it means. Chamisha Shemos. Ask the Gemara, Bigavri, over, overin mi ba'ile. Why does it say over mishum chamisha shemos? He transgresses these five averos. No, it should say they, overin. Says Igmar, Elab Shita b'chad gavrad must be talking about one person, v'tziyuvta da abaye. And this is going to shlag av abaye, amar abaye, no. I'll still keep on fighting. Afik akhtaras miktas of ayel kabbalas adam. Says abaye, take out the lav of akhtaras miktas and include the fifth lav to be kabbalas adam, you know, accepting the blood in a vessel. Ask Igmar, kabbalas adam l'riyosi ribi huda isle le tanakama lesle. But he says, but kabbalas adam is something that tanakama doesn't hold of. How can you put inside the first part of the brisa something that the Tanakhama doesn't hold of? You're misinterpreting his words. Says the Gemara, Kasha. We don't have an answer to this question. Lashon Acher, another way of looking at it. V'hami d'seifa m'rav Yosef Bihuda yireisha rabbanan. Says, and additionally, that's what Yosef Bihuda adds in the next case. So obviously, that's not what they're saying in the first case. And says the Gemara, tiyuvta d'abaye tiyuvta. Abaye is just simply wrong here. End of story. Okay. Next Mishnah. What?
He said, can't they get along?
They are getting along. Now Abaye agrees. He's stuck in a he's cornered, and that was it. He's done. Now he agrees to Rabbi, I'm sure. Exactly. Submits.
Submission is...
Yeah. Anyways. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. If you wanted arguments, you get a very interesting argument in this Mishnah. Says the next Mishnah back to, you know, real Temura. HaKohanim Amirin B'Shelahen, V'Yisrael Amirin B'Shelahen. When it comes to the rules of Temura, they apply to animals owned by each individual to their own animals. So Kohanim, if they own animals, they have Temura on their own animals. Yisrael have Temura on their own animals. Ein HaKohanim Amirin, however, the Kohanim do not have the ability to do Temura on Lo B'Chatas, V'Lo B'Asham, V'Lo B'Bechor. On any of the following three types of animals, or the listed three types of animals that they receive from Yisrael, which they get Chataos from the Yisrael, they get Nashim from Yisrael, they get a Bechor from Yisrael, they cannot do Temura on those animals. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mipnei ma'ein memirin v'bechor. Ask Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, one second, there's one of these that doesn't fit the list. Why aren't they able to get the bechor? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva said, Chatas v'ashem matana l'kohen v'bechor matana l'kohen. Ma chatas v'ashem ein memirin af bo, af bechor ein memirin bo. Says it's very simple. Chatas, Asham, and bechor are all gifts given to the Kohen. So the Kohen does not have the rules of Temura applied to that. It's very simple, says Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Malo. What's he saying? Im eino memir bechatas ve'asham, she'ein zachin bahen bechayehen. Tomar bebechor she'zachin bo bechayev. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, there is a major, major difference between these three korbanos. When does a Kohen get a chatas and an asham from a Yisrael? When it's dead. When it's slaughtered. So obviously, yeah, you can't do Temura on it then. On the other hand, when it comes to a Bechor, when does the Kohen get it?
After a year.
When it's alive, exactly, after that first year. It's still not shechted yet. So why shouldn't the Bechor, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, be something the Kohen is completely his, from when it's walking on its 2 feet, and then he does Temura? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I still disagree with you. V'alokvar ne'amar v'hayahu u'smura so yiyeh kodesh. It says it, and it's, again, switch partner, whatever you want to call it, is Temura. It's, you can find up with some fancy word, it doesn't really matter, you know what I'm saying? Yihya Kodesh, Heichan Kedusha Chalala Beveis HaBalim, Av Temura Beveis HaBalim. Where does Kedusha happen? Where does Kedusha happen in V'hayos Morazor Yihya Kodesh? In the original owner's houses. Meaning the Kedusha of the Bechor comes when? From the original Balim. The Kedusha of the Chatas and Asham comes when? From the original Balim. So says Rabbi Akiva, so therefore, so too, when it comes to the Bechor, we're going to say, just like the Kedusha is in the base Baalim, so too the Temura has to be done in the base Baalim. Once it leaves the original owner's house, there is no din of Temura that applies to it anymore, even though it's alive. Yes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, however, seems to still disagree, and he says, no, he doesn't think it applies to that case. Okay. Says the Gemara in our last little bit, we'll hopefully get to the two lines on the next Amud. Tanan Hasam, we learned, you know, elsewhere in the Mishnah, Bechor, that a Bechor mochrin o sotamchai, you can sell it if it is unblemished and alive, uba'al mumchai, or if it has a mum and it's alive, or vishachut, when it's a ba'al mum that was slaughtered. You can sell it in three cases, right? What's the one case you can't sell it? If it's a tam shachut, okay? If it was an unblemished animal, it was already slaughtered, then a Kohen can't sell it. Okay. Says the continues this Mishnah, Umekadshin bo ha'isha, and a Kohen's allowed to use this Bechor, it's completely 100% his, to the point that he can give it to a woman to say, Harad Mekudeshes li, with this piece of meat from this Bechor. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, this animal while it's alive, technically speaking. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avuah, Lo Shanu, this Mishnah that we said was only said, Ela Bizman Hazeh, about today's day and age. Ho'il v'isle le'kohen z'chia b'gava. Because the Kohen still has Zechia in this Bechor. However, Aval, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Kevan Detam Laha Krava Hu Dekai in Mokhren Oso Tamim Chai, says Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabbi Bar Avuah, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, you would not actually be allowed to sell a Tam Chai. Why? Because an animal which is unblemished, it has to be slaughtered on the Mizbeach. You have no right to sell it when it's alive still, if it's able to go on that Mizbeach. So therefore, this Mishnah must be talking about nowadays. And that's when you're allowed to sell a Tam Chai. Eisve Rava Rav Nachman. Rava asked the following question to Rav Nachman. Mosra noso Tamim Chai. You can Mosra noso Tamim Chai. You can sell it. Tamim Chai. Says Rava, this is implied from this case that we can sell when it's unblemished and alive. Chai in Shachut Lo. That you can sell it when it's alive, but not when it's already been slaughtered. Says Rava, so when will this be referring to then? Imas, when is this? Ilema bizman hazeh, if you're going to say it's referring to nowadays, mi'ika tam shachut. If you're really telling me it's referring to nowadays, where does this whole concept of shachut come into the picture? You can't have a slaughtered bechor nowadays. There's no Beis HaMikdash, right? Elapshita says, Rava bizman shebeis hamikdash kaya muktani nami morchanos otamim chai. Says, obviously, says Rava, this Mishnah is talking about the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why it's telling you, if it's still alive, you can sell it. If it's slaughtered already, you can't. And that's something that's only relevant when you're able to slaughter these korbanos. Says Rav Nachman back, no, I disagree with you still. Lo, la'olam bizman hazeh. Again, nevertheless, we're saying that it really is Bizman Hazeh that the Mishnah is talking about. Says Rav Nachman back, a very strong line to Rava, really. Mikatani Mokharin Oso Tamim Chai in Shachud Lo? Says, you're making an inference from the words Tamim Chai. The Mishnah, however, didn't say anything about Tamim versus Shachut when it comes to the actual Tam, when it comes to the unblemished animal. Chai versus Shachut. So, therefore, Hagufa Asalajmina de Bizman Hazeh, Nami Mochin Oso Tamim Chai. This comes to teach you that even Bizman Hazeh, you can sell it Tamim Chai, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to, from the fact that it excludes the possibility of Tam Shachut. Because why it's not talking about in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it's talking about now. So that's how he responds to Rava. Meaning Rava was saying from the implication of the Mishnah, we should learn that it is talking about the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nachman says, no, that's not what the Mishnah implies, and therefore it's talking about Bizman Hazeh. However, there is a bit of a question. Eisvei, yes, it says the Gemara. Bibechor namar lo sifteh v'nimkarhu. B'may askinan. We have a pasuk that says, buy a bechor lo sifteh, and it is sold. Ask the Gemara, what's that pasuk referring to when it says lo sifteh v'nimkar? B'may askinan. Ilema bizman hazeh. If you're going to say that it's referring to today's day and age, Ema Seifa, let's continue the Pasuk. Vestamam tizrok ala Mizbeach. The next words in the Pasuk say, you should sprinkle its blood on the Mizbeach. Bizman hazeh mi'ika Mizbeach. Could we possibly interpret this Pasuk as referring to nowadays? There's no Mizbeach nowadays. Yes. So obviously this Pasuk in totality is referring to when? The times of the Beis HaMikdash. And then we see that you can sell a live animal at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Says Yigmar, Lapshita bizman shebeis HaMikdash kayim ufemai. Ilema bebalmum, if you're telling me this pasuk is referring to a balmum, ema seifa vestamam tizrok ala mizbeach, how can you interpret the second half of the pasuk if it's a balmum? Because a balmum should not be brought on the mizbeach, that's usur. So obviously, what's the pasuk talking about, says the Gemara? Right, veschabam takdir, michazi lahakrava, is a balmum fit for seeing, elalav bitam uktani nimkarhu. Clearly, says Rava, the pasuk is coming to tell you, lo sifteh refers to which animal? An unblemished live animal. Because if it had a blemish, would be allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach? No. If it was already slaughtered, would we say, vestamam tizrok on Mizbeach, vestamam takdir? Well, if it was immediately slaughtered, but if it was tam. But it has to be referring to the times of the Beis HaMikdash and not to our times. That's the conclusion of Rava here to say that he has a raya to say that it's talking about a tam, unblemished animal, which is still living. Says Rav Nachman back, he's not done. Midi irya reisha bebalmu. Sorry, I skipped a line. Elav etam uktani nimkarhu. Says Rav Nachman back, midi irya reisha bebalmu seifa betam. However, He says maybe we could answer that the first part of the pasuk is talking about a bal mum, and the second part, as tamam tizrok al mizbeach, would be talking about a tam, and that's how Rav Nachman would answer. That would also answer up our Mishnah over here, which would be talking about shachud in the second case. In one case was bizman amez hamikdash, in one case was now. Amen.